The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
On today's show, we welcome back Lamu Mogabo of the Hogan's Alley Society. They're campaigning for a cultural center and programming at the site of the former black neighborhood in Vancouver's Strathcona, right on the edge of Chinatown, since replaced and torn down to make way for the viaduct. Well, that's being torn down, and in its place, there will be a place for black businesses, housing that prioritizes black community members, and a cultural center to honor the black diaspora in Vancouver today. Well, Lamu Mogabo was also involved with that organization in the community garden at Nora Hendrix Place, named for Jimi Hendrix's grandmother, who lived in town and Jimmy would often visit, just next to that site. Here's Lamu Mogabo. Lama, it's great to have you back on The Pulse here on CFRO.
My pleasure to be back here, David.
I think it's been a couple months, and in the few months since we talked about Hogan's Alley Society, which you're involved with, you've been gardening up a storm at the Nora Hendrix Place Garden on Instagram. Tell me a little bit about the garden and what it's meant to you.
So this garden was set up last year, and this year we had plans to continue growing more food for the Nora Hendrix Place, and then COVID arrived in March, so we didn't really get going until June, which is really late. But we managed to bring some seeds and some planters, and I mean, I think the beauty about gardening is that you look at the beginning, and then you put some things in the soil, and then in a few weeks they start coming up, and then before long you have a whole forest. It's beautiful. It's really fulfilling.
Tell us a little bit about what you're growing. What's been most fun for you, and what is in the gardens?
Okay, in the garden we have herbs, and we also have spinach. We have tomatoes. We have chard. But the sensational thing in our garden is the basil. We have sweet basil that really was very successful. The other day I was harvesting, and a friend came through the gate, and she said she could smell it across the street. But it's really wonderful. Yeah.
I understand that there's a special plot of the garden there that is perhaps some of the stuff that might have been grown in Hogan's Alley in the old days, or some traditional recipes, herbs?
Yeah, so the idea is to use what we plant here in our kitchen, but we also have sage that people can use in their homes. But the idea really is to use gardening as a platform for communication between tenants of the Nora Hendrix Place and a wider black community. So I'm glad you've been following us on Instagram. But the idea was that because of the lockdown, people won't be coming to the garden to participate in gardening and other activities that we wanted to organize, but that we could work in the garden and then post information online and get people to engage that way.
Tell us about Nora Hendrix Place itself. That's the temporary modular housing right on Union Street, right?
Correct. So this temporary modular housing was named after a giant in our community. Nora Hendrix was Jimi Hendrix's grandmother. She was a community organizer. She was a vaudeville dancer and a choir singer. She organized the community and got people to buy the church up on Jackson and Union. So black people bought that church, and it was the center of community life. As you know, church is really important in the black community, particularly in those days, that Sunday was a day of celebration, of communion. So families would gather there, and they would cook up the storm, and they would do service. and really be present, and the people would come and enjoy seeing each other after a busy week. So we wanted to make sure that her memory and her legacy was kept, and so that we can keep telling people about what an amazing leader she was. So the Nora Hendricks Place then is a 52-unit building that was set up by the province of British Columbia, BC Housing, and the city of Vancouver. They appointed PHS Community Services as the housing operator. And because it's on Hogan's Alley block, they invited us to work with PHS. So we provide cultural services around the programming, and PHS does the operating of the house. So, so it's been really exciting. We started last March, and it's been going very well.
I love just looking at all these pictures on Instagram of the garden. I'm so happy to see just such a variety. And some of the stuff in there is really cool. There's stuff that maybe Black folks who've grown up in North America will be very familiar with, like beans to go with beans and rice, or kind of basic green leafy vegetables. Also, there's some neat ones from back in Africa, like namasaka. Tell me a bit about the variety of those things. That's cool.
Namasaka. I'm glad you brought that up. Anyways, we have a friend, a community member by the name of Kombi. You probably know Kombi. She has Vancouver, around Vancouver, and she's very active in the downtown east side. She cooks for people who are hard to house and very active. So she does come here and cook for the tenants. So one day she brought some food and walked through the garden, and was very pleased to see these plants, namasaka, she calls them, that in Kenya, it's a very staple dish, and she loved it. So she harvested, she was smiling, and told me about the dishes that she can make it with, and really, really happy. So this is the purpose of this garden, is to, and we do this more fully next year, that we're going to specifically bring in seeds and plants that people can't find here, and really bringing the test buds from back home. I know that people in Jamaica are very fond of kalilu. Kalilu is also called spinach or amaranth. It's the same family, but it makes beautiful stew, and so that's very delightful.
Wonderful. I also understood from following the Hogan's Alley account that there was a cookbook that you assembled from the community called V's Place.
Yes. So we won't call it V's Cookbook, but we will call it Community Cookbook. And the idea here is to share recipes across the diversity of our community. As you know, Black folks are very diverse. We have continental Africans. We have people from Europe, from North America, from Latin America, from the Caribbean, and of course, from Nova Scotia. So we want people to send in the recipes and really tell the story, because I think recipe is also a way of narrating our culture. So by sharing these cookbooks, these recipes in our cookbook, people can go in and experience something from a different region. And we're really excited about it.
It almost kind of feels like, you know, when we talked last, back in March or April, we're talking about getting ready for this community center that's going to be on the site of the old Black community of Vancouver, Hogan's Alley, somewhere in that area when the viaduct comes down. You're already doing the work that kind of has been promised for that site, the kind of community building and gardening and talking about recipes. All this stuff is kind of part of that vision.
Exactly. So as you know, David, the community, when we're doing a consultation with the community to revitalize this block, community members told us they wanted three things. They wanted a cultural center. They wanted retail spaces for black-owned businesses. And they wanted housing. But most importantly, they talked about food. You know, food is very central to our culture.
It is.
We definitely want to make sure that we can grow food here and cook it here and enjoy it. And so this is a temporary modular housing, but for us, it's going to be the transition to permanent housing. So folks who are now living here will be the last to be relocated, because we want to make sure that they stay here and make sure also that we have those amenities that are very pivotal to our life.
I'm thinking about this garden and the food, and you described kind of the joy of food and these positive things like housing. And it seems like in such a contrast to the other battles that I know you're fighting with Hogan's Alley Society around policing, black communities, around human rights, around equality issues. What's the balance that you found personally that kind of keeps you going for the balance of those issues, the positive and the negative?
Well, you know, as an activist, you know, it's a push and pull. You do this over the years, you win some and you lose some. And, of course, the authorities never want to give up power. So it's a constant battle. We also get frustrated along the way because those who have power not only don't want to give it up, but they've tried to also find a way of divide and conquer. So you give up and you scatter and you lose your focus. But I find that gardening is really fulfilling in that you're working with the earth and you're growing stuff and even being in a garden, smelling these plants and looking at the how nature interacts. You know, you have the worms, you have the birds, you have bees, you have how nature is really speaking to you and you're living the moment. So it's that these are two different activities. One is really upbeat and often is very physical and push and pull. But this one with the garden is really calming. It's almost therapeutic. But also the satisfaction with gardening is that at the end of it all, you celebrate. You harvest, you cook, you share meals, you talk about food. And so that's really fulfilling, I find.
And you had a big celebration and cookout earlier this month even.
Yeah, so basically we have a chef here in our community, Makeda Martin, who used to live at Nora Hendricks, but now she lives on Gore and the Hastings. And she has a little eatery or kitchen not far from Nora Hendricks. So we're very grateful to have her here because she comes and picks stuff from the garden and then cooks them and then brings the food to the tenants. The other day, Nora Hendricks' cook was in a garden barbecuing, so Makeda made a salad and we had the barbecue. Yeah, it's really beautiful here.
That's wonderful. How does this fit into your kind of, you talk about neighborly connections. Why is that so important? Especially because, you know, our show is focused on the whole downtown east side neighborhood, Chinatown and Strathcona and Hogan's Alley. But there's often divisions and tensions within the different communities of our neighborhood. How does neighborly connections kind of fit in for your model of organizing?
Yeah, so last year we worked with the city of Vancouver, Viva, and they gave us a grant to activate public spaces. And the idea was to bring people from their homes into the public spaces and share music, share food, hear each other's stories. So we did that. And that was really awesome because people came by and they were pleased to hear the story of Hogan's Alley they didn't know about. They came and enjoyed the food, the music. There was poetry reading. So that was awesome. But going forward, we hope to start now building bridges with other groups here, like our neighbors in Chinatown. We have a housing right across from Nora Hendricks Place, Solan. And they also have a roof garden. So we want to think about how we can use food to create spaces for us to talk about each other's stories and listen and learn. But also First Nations. As you know, Nora Hendricks Place prioritizes Black and Indigenous folks who have had difficulty finding housing. And so, yeah, definitely, I think there's opportunity to build bridges, to bring people together, and get to learn about each other. Because I think very often, the absence of education in school, the absence of opportunity to learn from each other, creates confusion and speculations and discomfort because of lack of understanding each other. But I think if we can find a way of bringing people together to celebrate, you'll find gradually that we actually have more in common than we have that divides us.
I've been to that rooftop garden in Solheim Place, and it's with a couple of the Cantonese-speaking seniors who live there and had some vegetables there. It was so beautiful.
Yes, yes. To a man who makes wine. Beautiful, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add, Lama?
Well, Hogan's Alley has a public forum introducing the work that we're doing to the community. It's going to take place next month, Tuesday, September 22nd, from 6:45 to 8 o'clock. An opportunity for community members to come and listen to us and ask questions and really start building community through conversation.
How can people attend that?
Yeah, so just follow us on our social media, visit our website. There's a Zoom link. We would like as many people to join us as possible.
Great. And you can find you at instagram.com/hogans.alley.
Correct.
Thank you so much, and happy gardening. I hope you get a much more basil and vegetables for the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot, David.
See you around the barbecue.
Yes, you stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Lama Mugabo of the Hogan's Alley Society. You can find out about that September 22nd event on our Twitter handle, twitter.com/CFRO The Pulse, or on Hogan's Alley Society's Instagram account.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.